From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On day three of the writer's strike in Hollywood, showrunners are taking on a big role. They are writer-producers, many of whom have created hit television shows. The studios expected them to stop writing during a strike, but to continue performing other duties. NPR's Kim Masters reports that now many high-profile showrunners are refusing to work at all.
That may sound like normal LA traffic, but it's actually cars honking in support of picketers outside the Disney studios in Burbank. And today the showrunners turned out in force.
By us banding together, we're kind of sending a signal saying, you need us, and without us, you're going to suffer.
Mark Cherry created Desperate Housewives, one of many shows that has halted production because of the strike, which arose largely over writers' demands for payment when their work is used on the internet. Cherry admits Desperate Housewives has made him rich, but he says he's fighting for the middle class of writers because he was one just 4 years ago.
You know, I was broke in 2003, having to borrow money from my mother. It was the residual checks that I earned from my time on Golden Girls in the late 80s, early 90s that kept me going.
One of the showrunners on the union's negotiating committee is Sean Ryan, the creator of the FX show The Shield and executive producer of the CBS series The Unit. Like many showrunners, he had expected to perform producing duties during the strike. But late Sunday night, with the walkout imminent, he sent an email to about 15 friends. He declared that he would do no work at all. No editing, no casting, no phone calls with the studio. And that email began to circulate on the internet.
I've kind of unintentionally become a little bit of the poster boy, I guess, for the quote-unquote showrunner dilemma during the strike.
In his email, Ryan asked, how do we ask our staff writers to go out on strike as we continue collecting producer checks? That expressed a growing consensus among many showrunners. Shonda Rhimes of Grey's Anatomy also sent out an email saying she too had intended to edit episodes after the walkout. But then she wrote, she asked herself, how am I supposed to look at myself in the mirror or look at my child years from now and know that I did not have the courage of my convictions? Sean Ryan was picketing on Monday, and he missed the chance to oversee the final episode of the series that made his career, The Shield. As he walked the picket line, he was just yards away from the set where the episode was being shot.
To be that close to the filming of the final episode and to know that there were things I could do if I was there that would probably help the production was really difficult.
But Ryan says the absence of showrunners will go straight to the studio's bottom line.
You know, The Unit, essentially, every year is a little $50 million company, and they put me in charge of running it. And if I'm not going to run it, and if I'm not going to be the one providing the scripts for them to film every 8 business days, then that business shuts down.
Showrunners who refuse to work are risking legal action for breach of contract. Ryan says he's prepared for that.
I'm doing this not even really to benefit me, but to benefit the writer that I used to be, you know, when I was the low writer on the totem pole on a show.
John Bowman is chairman of the negotiating committee from the Guild's Western branch. He's a showrunner on a new variety show that's supposed to premiere this month on TBS. He thinks the studios will fight, but they won't go nuclear.
I don't think most of the networks want to have bad relationships with their showrunners. I mean, at some point, this strike will be over and we'll all go back to work.
And he thinks that will happen sooner if showrunners use their power. Last time the writers went on strike, nearly 20 years ago, it was the showrunners who eventually pressured for a settlement. The result was a deal that many writers have lamented ever since. This time, the showrunners vow, they're in it for the long haul. Kim Masters, NPR News.